朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
今年我们教会的主题是简朴的生活。
This year's topic is a simple life of the church.
但是我们是生活在一个非常复杂的世界里。
But we live in a complicated world.
常常我们不知不觉就被复杂所控制。
A lot of times we unknowingly are controlled by the complications of this world.
Microsoft, 他决定要 update 你的 computer, 你就打不开。
When Microsoft determined to update your computer, you can't open it.
所以当我们要使用它的时候，它就在那里 update.
我
们急了半天也没有用处。这是一个被世界的复杂所控制的情况。
So because of Microsoft, they continue to tell you update. So this is another type of control by the complications of this world.
我们需要回到简朴的生活。
We have to return to simple life.
隔壁正在盖房子。
When you build a house,
我们的人生也像盖房子一样。
Our life is like building a house.
在我们心里面可能有一份蓝图。
In our heart, there might be some type of design blueprint.
然后我们照着那个蓝图去一步一步的施工。
So we follow the blueprint step by step.
一直到完成我们才能够使用。
Until you complete it, then it can be used.
我没有 controller, 请你们帮我。其实不单是我们的人生像盖房子一样。
Our life is like building a home.
几乎做每件的事情都像是一个工程。
Every part is a project.
那教会的建造也是一个属灵的工程。
Building a church is a spiritual project.
我们都知道教会不是指着有形的建筑物。
We know that church is not just a form of a building.
乃是每一个信徒的结合体。
But it's all the believers together.
我们来自于不同的背景，不同的地域，但因为信了同一位主，我们就成了一家的人。
We come from different backgrounds and different places, but because we believe in the Lord, we're one family.
对于我们当中许多的人而言，除了上班、睡觉、工作之外，花的最多时间的事就是在教会的生活中。
Other than going to work and sleep and eat, the most of our other time is at church.
所以建造一个合神心意的教会是一件重要的工程。
So building a church according to the will of God is an important project.
那么所用的材料就是你，就是我。
So the building construction materials is you and me.
保罗告诉我们说，我们是神手中的工程。
Paul said we are workmanship of God's hand.
在哥林多前书第三章九节，他说：“因为我们是与神同工的。”你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。
In First Corinthians 3:9, Paul says, "Hold on a moment. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, He is wise in His own craftiness."
That's not First Corinthians.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. We move on.
Okay.
那神要把我们建造成为他的圣所。
So God wants us to make us into the temple.
所以在以弗所书二章二十二节他说，你们也要靠他成为神借着圣灵所居住的所在。
So in Ephesians 2:22 it says, in whom ye also are built together for an inhabitation of God through the Spirit.
教会与其他的组织是不同的，因为教会是圣洁的。
A church and any other organization is different because church is holy.
教会有圣灵居住在其中。
The church is indwelled by the Holy Spirit.
所以教会的建造不在乎很大很雄伟。
So church is not important how big it is, how grand it is.
也不是在乎于许多有钱的人让他觉得很有智慧。
It's not based upon about people having a lot of money or a lot of knowledge.
也不是在乎他的怜悯恩慈能够医治人的疾病。
It's not the mercy or the power to heal people with illnesses.
神对教会有一个特别的要求，就是要教会成为一个圣洁的居所。
What God wants most importantly about the church is that it will be a holy habitation.
因为教会是要让圣灵居住在其中。
Because the church needs to be inhabited by the Holy Spirit.
所以如果我们有很多的人很美的教堂但是我们没有圣灵的运行我们就不是一个真正的教会。
So no matter how big the church or how many people, if we do not have the Holy Spirit,
we are not true church of God.
We are not the true church of God.
今天早上我们要一同来读彼得前书第二章第一到第八节看看按神的心意所建造的教会。
Let's read again, 1 Peter 2, 1 through 8, and know what God's will for the church is.
这里让我们看到建造一个圣洁的工程第一步就是要清除旧有的。
So important part, first step is to remove the debris.
在彼得前书第一、第二章第一节，我们一起来念。
Let us read together, 1 Peter 2:1.
所以你们既除去一切的恶毒、诡诈、并假善、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话，施工第一件事情就是要清理工地。
So the workers, the most first thing they need to do is to clear the foundation.
好像我们隔壁原来它是一个小学。
Just like next door, it used to be a elementary school.
后来因为 Mount Healthy 的人口渐渐的搬迁老化了。
Because Mount Healthy is aging and a lot of people are moving.
所以小学招不到学生。
So there's no longer need for elementary school.
市政府就决定把这个小学给废掉了。
So Mount Healthy City determined to do away with the school.
所以有一天就听到乒乒乓乓推土机就来了就把这个小学就完全铲平了。
So we heard noise about them tearing down the elementary school.
那我在旁边看我觉得哎呀真的很可惜啊。
So we looked, Pastor Wu looked and saw, oh, what a pity.
这个建筑物可以用来做其他的用，或者变成一个老人院呢。
There's many uses for it. Maybe we can make it into a retirement home.
但事实上，如果要维修这个旧的建筑物，或者是变成一个老人院，要花更多的费用。
But if we want to remodel or make it into a retirement home, you have to spend more money.
所以呢，市政府就决定把它拆掉重建。
So the city has determined to tear it down and build something else.
拆了可惜，但是为着重建就必须要拆毁原来的。
It is a pity to tear down the building, but for the future, you have to do that to build.
同样的，我们这个人有许多旧的性情、旧的观念，必须要先被拆毁。
Just like us humans, we have to tear down our old feelings and old thinking.
因为这些旧的性情与神的新的生命的工程不相合。
Because our old way of thinking and God's way is not compatible.
所以这里提到五件的事情。
So when we build something,
这里说是恶毒要在我们当中除掉。
So we have to remove malice.
这个恶毒就是一种害人的心思。
The heart to harm others.
好像那些年轻人，有的时候他们喜欢恶作剧。
Just like young people, they like to have parodies.
他们 去对一些人 bully， 就是 去欺负他
or bullying other people。
这个是人的一种罪恶的本性。
This is the evilness of a sinful nature。
那你说这是孩子，我们大人不会这样，但是呢，我们有的时候也以伤害或取笑别人为乐。
Sometimes you'll think, okay, these are children, but sometimes as adults, we will laugh at other people and think as entertainment.
第二个，我们也有一种诡诈需要除去。
Another is we have to remove guile.
这个就是我们里面喜欢占别人的便宜，要欺骗别人。
This is to take advantage of others.
简单一点，好像说谎。
Just like saying lies.
但你说我不会说谎，但你会不会逃税呢？
Maybe you say you don't know how to tell lies, but do you know how to not pay your taxes?
很多时候我们在那里骂政府，说政府不好，其实这些人他们是要为自己找逃税的理由。
Sometimes we'll criticize the government and say the government is bad and this and that.But really, they don't want to pay their taxes.
在他的心思里觉得说，如果政府不好，所以我交一点，少交一点税也是对的。
If the government is bad, then if I don't pay the taxes or pay less, then maybe that's better.
这就是诡诈。
That is guile.
第三个是假善，就是伪装的行为。
So the third one is hypocrisy. It is just presenting oneself as good.
这个是基督徒我们最容易犯的罪。
This is what us as Christians are do all the time.
因为我们总是要让别人觉得我们是一个好的基督徒。
Because we want others to think of us as good Christians.
所以有的时候我们在持守教条，我们自己都不知道。
Sometimes we don't even know our own hypocrisy.
包括我在内，有的时候我们是希望别人觉得我们很属灵很好。
Even myself, we want people to think that we're spiritual.
所以有的人说，哎呀，牧师，你为我祷告。我说，好，我为你祷告。其实过了一头，我就忘记了。
So they say, oh, pastor, I want you to pray for me. And maybe later on, after a while, I'll forget to pray for you.
真是我们需要圣灵光照我们。
So we need the Holy Spirit to shine a light on us.
第四个需要拆毁的是嫉妒的心。
The fourth thing we need to remove is envy.
就是想要得别人我们不该有的。
We want something that other people have.
这个性情从小就有。
We had this ever since we were young.
从孩子兄弟姐妹之间就可以看得出来。
You can see this between siblings.
就是为了要争夺父母的注意力，彼此也会相争的。
Sometimes to get the attention of the parents, they'll do this.
其实能够欣赏别人的长处，为对方而高兴，这个是我们愉快的最好的途径。
We should be happy and enjoy other people's strengths.
第五件我们要除去的就是毁谤。
The fifth thing we should remove is evil speaking.
这个不是批评人而已，这是故意要中伤对方。
This is not only criticism, but is also on purpose try to ruin somebody's reputation.
这个也包括骂人的脏话。
This is also yelling and cursing.
有的时候夫妻两个人斗口。
Sometimes husband and wife will argue.
平常你看他们讲话斯斯文文的。
Most of the time you'll see them, they will talk very normally.
但是一发起脾气讲的那个话真的是不能入耳。
But when they argue, it's something you can't listen to.
就是把过去的所有的垃圾垃圾都翻出来，这个叫做毁谤。
All the garbage that is brought up to light,This is evil speaking.
可见的，在我们心里的深处，仍然有这五种，至少这五种需要对付的性情。
So in our heart, there's these five things that we have to deal with.
所以，不论你建造什么样子的工程，第一步你就先要去整理你的工地。
So important part for building a place is you have to prepare the ground.
所以，我们的旧人先要被整理。 被清除的这些不好的性情除掉，我们才能够建造神的新的工程。
Our old man, our old ways, our old thinking has to be done away with.
但是拆毁旧人不是一件快乐的事情。
But this is not an easy or happy type of thing.
那一些罪恶必须被暴露出来。
All the sins have to be exposed.
那些自尊心必须受到打击。
Or self-respect has to be attacked.
然后我们要向人赔罪，要为罪付出代价。
We had to pay the price of our sins.
当然，主耶稣已经除去我们的罪，我们承认，我们就不再被主纪念。
So thank the Lord for removing our sins. We don't have to remember them.
但是那个罪恶的结果，那一些必须偿还的，我们仍然要付出代价。
But the fruit of our sins, we had to pay.
所以我们要过一个圣洁的生活，就必须有这种转变。
For a holy life, we had to have this change.
好在这个不是靠着我们自己的努力。
This is not through our own efforts.
圣灵一定会帮助我们。
The Holy Spirit will indeed help us.
我常常有的时候跟弟兄们有一些轻微的冲突。
Sometimes we'll have some arguments with some brothers and sisters.
我心里面会有挣扎，要去向对方道歉。
Sometimes I feel should I go and ask for forgiveness?
但是因为自己的骄傲，有的时候就不愿去做。
But because of pride, sometimes I'm not willing to do so.
但是圣灵总会给我机会。
But the Holy Spirit will give me the opportunity.
所以当我要去向弟兄道歉的时候，我通常会发现弟兄也有这样的心要来跟我道歉。
So when I feel the Holy Spirit wanting me to say sorry, I find out that the others will also want to say sorry.
所以你看到你愿意走半步，神就帮助你。把另外半步也替你走了。
So if you're willing to take the first step, God is also willing to have the other step.
因为圣灵要在我们身上做清洁的工作。
Because the Holy Spirit wants us to live holy.
这个就是除去旧有的。
This is to get rid of the debris.
第二步，我们要建立新的基础。
The second part is to build a foundation.
我们再来念第二节跟第三节。
Let us read verse 2 and 3.
就要爱慕那纯净的你奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。你们若尝过主恩的滋味，就必如此。圣洁的工程开始在于基础的建造。
The basics of living a holy life is there's this foundation.
这个基础如果不稳固，上层的建筑就会垮掉。
If the foundation is not stable, the second part of the construction.
那什么是这个基础呢？就是神的话。
What is the foundation? It is the word of God.
这里告诉我们要渴慕神的话。
God's word says we should seek the word.
我们过去所受的教育，父母给我们的观念，就是要我们努力好好做人。
Our parents taught us that we have to be good people.
但这些不见得都是圣经的教训，信仰的基础。
But this is not the only part of the basis of the Bible.
我们要用神的话来检查我们里面有的一些观念。
We have to use the light of the word to search our own thinking.
所以神的话才是我们信仰的基础。
The word of God is the basis of our faith.
但是这神的话不是给我们来增加知识，乃是叫我们能够经历神。
God's word is not to increase our knowledge, but for us to experience his presence.
你们看婴孩怎么吃奶。
Look at the newborn, how it feeds.
我们最近有很多婴孩。
Recently we had a lot of newborns.
我说你们不传福音，只要把孩子多生几个也是一样。
If you share the gospel and have more kids, it's similar.
那孩子，我记得我的老大小的时候，他在吃奶的喝奶的时候，就是觉得不奶不够，不够快，不够快，他就急着哭。
When Pastor's son was a newborn and He was trying to drink the milk and was not quick enough. He kept on crying.
所以他那里大口大口吸，啊，结果呛住，他又在那里哭。
So drinking, he's trying to drink a lot, but could not get as much milk as he wanted to, and was crying at the same time.
这就是为什么他会那么又肥又胖。
That's why he's so big and fat.
神的话是纯洁的，没有任何错误掺杂在里面。
God's word is pure words, and there's nothing bad about it.
如果我们渴慕神的话，我们就会丰丰富富的得到属灵的营养。
If we seek God's word, we will have abundant nutrition.
但你必须要渴慕。
But you have to have the desire for God's word.
第二，属灵生命的成长就是我们要默想神的话。
The second part is we have to meditate on God's words.
现代人讲究效率，什么都要快快快，渐渐我们失去了默想的能力。
In this world, everything is fast, 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 and we don't have the time to meditate on God's word.
真的，你要是叫年轻人默想，两分钟他就睡着了。
So if you tell young people to try to meditate on God's word, in 2 minutes they'll fall asleep.
但是两三个世纪以前，属灵的导师非常强调基督徒的默想的操练。
Two or three generations ago, the Christian church emphasized meditation on God's word.
这个不是禅宗的静坐默冥思。
This is not the same as Eastern meditation.
也不是这些新纪元的这种超绝的静坐
or the New Age type of meditation.
这个乃是借着神的话来跟神祷告。
This is through the word of God, praying to God.
好像我们读这一段经文，在一开始说要爱慕那纯净的灵来。
It's just like the word of God says to love and desire the word of God.
然后我就对主说：“主啊，什么是纯净？”
So I asked the Lord, what is pure word?
是不是单纯的意思?
Is it just simple?
求你叫我能够有一个单纯相信你话语的心。
Help us, help me to have a simple faith in your words.
叫我不要怀疑你的话。
Help me not to have
disbelief. 你怎么说我就怎么信。
What you say, let me believe.
也不要让我把自己的意识塞到你的话里面去。
Help me not to put my own thinking into your words.
你看，光是这一句话，我们就可以默想二三十分钟。
Through this one verse, we can think and meditate for 20 or 30 minutes.
有的时候还有其他的经文会出现在我们的脑袋里。
Sometimes a verse or two will come before us in our minds.
那譬如说，你说灵奶是代表什么呢？
What does spiritual milk represent?
一定是指的神的话吗?
Does it only mean God's words?
这里没有说是神的话。
This did not say God's words.
那你就要去思考，去查看其他的经文。
So you should search the scriptures and look at elsewhere.
渐渐神的话就越来越清楚。
So the word of God will be even more clearer.
好像一根蜡烛，你越接蜡烛的光，你越接近它，你就越能够被照明。
Just like a candle, as you get closer to the candle, you get more light.
所以你的污秽就被显明了。
And then the darkness in your life will be exposed.
然后你对神就有真诚认罪的祷告。
So you can have sincere prayer to God and in repentance.
这样我们的心才被圣灵所洁净。
That way, through the Holy Spirit, we can draw closer to God.
就好像食物要经过一个消化的过程。
Just like food needs to be digested.
所以这一个默想的功夫是我们每一个人都需要去操练的。
So meditating on God's word is something that we all need to do.
第三件事就是要应用神的话。
The third part is to use God's word.
神的话不是给我们停留在知识的层面。
God's word is not just to increase knowledge.
那就变成一个装饰品，对我们的灵性没有用处。
Is we're not just a container and just to contain things is of no use.
It become a decoration.
Oh, like a decoration.
所以我们要应用在我们的生活当中。
So we need to use it in our daily life.
那今天你读了这句话，你怎么样一个体会呢？
So when you read the word of God today, what do you get out of it?
你今天回到家，从今天晚上或者明天开始，你就要用默想的方式来读神的话。
when you go home today and or tomorrow, and how will you use the scripture that you learned today?
你不是要把圣经积极地读过一遍，而是你需要用默想，每天用20分钟的时间来好好思考神的话。
So the goal is not just to read the Bible through in a year, but it's also to meditate on God's words.
因为好像婴孩吃奶一样，他需要每天的吃。
Just like a newborn needs to feed daily, so do we.
你如果用这样子默想的方式来读神的话，我保证你不到一年，你跟神之间的关系就会非常的亲密。
I guarantee you, if you meditate daily on God's word, within a year, less than a year, you will draw close to God.
神的话是我们属灵工程的基础。
God's word is the foundation of our faith.
在我们教会有一个灵命建造的蓝图。
In our church, there is a spiritual blueprint.
这个好像是一个棒球场一样，有四个垒。
It looks like a baseball diamond. There's four bases.
当一个人决志信主之后，他就应当参加布道会，参加慕道班，参加小组。
After a person receives Christ, they should attend evangelical meetings, join a small group, and attend secret class.
渐渐他认识基督，他就登上了第一垒，那个就是接受洗礼。
So then they go to the first base, and then they need to get baptized.
然后他继续要生活在基督里面，参加主日崇拜，参加主日学，参加小组，然后养成一个每日读经祷告的习惯。
To live daily in Christ and to attend Sunday worship, attend Sunday school, and have daily devotion.
这样他就登上了第二类，就是初信的造就。
So that is going to the second base of discipleship.
他就开始学习教会的服事，参加教会的活动，接受各样的训练。
So then, you learn to serve in the church and receive discipleship training and visitation.
我们教会提供了夫妻恩爱营的训练、三福的训练、门徒的训练，还有带领查经的训练。
We have various trainings, one for husband and wife, one is evangelism training, and visitation.
那这样他就登上了第三类，就是参与侍奉。
So then you arrive at third base, and then you do stewardship.
接下去就是要宣扬基督，学习做领袖。
And to share the gospel and become a leader.
那么参与带领查经，要参与带领聚会，最后能够成为带领的同工。
So you lead Bible study, lead meetings, and then finally train others.
这样就进入到第四类，领人归主。
So the fourth base or home base is to lead a person to Christ.
这样不但我们是带领人信主，而且也要带领人成为好的基督徒。
So not only should we lead somebody to Christ, but also bring them to become a good Christian.
你知道我们信了主之后，一生都是活在教会的生活中。
So when a person receives Christ, and their spiritual life is in church.
如果你离开了神的家，你的灵命上就被切断了，没有得到供应。
So if you leave the church, then your spiritual life,will not grow.
因为神的心意是在教会里面，不是在个人当中。
Because God's will is that our spiritual life is in church, not by ourselves.
在属灵的道路上，没有独行侠，都是一同的长进。
In spiritual life and Christianity is not a one of just personal growth, but is also through the church fellowship.
No lone ranger,
no lone ranger,
but a group of learner. 所以我们要参加主日学。
So we need to attend Sunday school.
下一个主日开始，我们就有新一季的主日学。
So next Sunday we have a new quarter in Sunday school.
我盼望我们每一个人都能够看重成人的主日学。
I hope that everyone will see the importance of Sunday school.
这个就是我们有系统的来接受神话语的教导。
This is a system of for us to receive God's word.
不要说我信主多年，我已经读了很多圣经了。
Don't say I am a Christian for many years. I already read the Bible many times.
或者你上网查查几页的这个参考资料，你就可以带查经了。
Or you go online and search different web pages and say, oh, okay, I can lead the study group.
我们要能够讲述的是我们自己对于神话语的认识跟经历。
We have to share our own experience through the Word of God.
这个我们是需要学习的。
So that we need to learn through this.
所以我常鼓励大家，你如果这一季你不做老师，你就做学生。
So I always encourage people, if you're not as, a teacher, then be a student.
当然这个话不能反过来说了。
And you can't reverse that.
那主日学的设计是这样。
So this is the way the Sunday school is.
第一个是基础班，就是介绍信仰开始。
So the first is the foundation of biblical doctrine for our faith.
然后我们有基要真理班，就是预备受洗跟受洗之后的生活。
So after, this is pre-baptism and after baptism, daily Christian life.
然后我们有新约的跟旧约的概论。
And then there's a New Testament and Old Testament survey.
那这个基本上至少要花一年的时间才能够对圣经有一个粗浅的认识。
So all this is at least 1 year to have a brief overview of the Bible.
然后我们才是按部就班的来查考新约跟旧约的每一个书卷。
So then we go through each individual books in the New Testament and Old Testament.
我不希望你们从受洗班上过之后就跳到经卷的这个班级，要先上过概论班。
I don't want those that have just went from basic doctrine to immediately go to one of the books, but go to the overviews.
因为这个是最起码、最基本、有系统的来认识整本的圣经。
Because this is a system learn through the entire scriptures.
希望每一个人我们都能够上成人主日学。
Hope that everyone can attend Sunday school.
你知道主日的早上，其实早一个小时来到教堂是件蒙福的事情。
You know, if you come to church 1 hour earlier, then this is a great blessing.
因为主日的早上，你如果在那里看上网或者是做其他的事，这个时间就是被浪费掉。
So if that 1 hour, instead of going to church, you go online and look at the news, that's just a waste of time.
但我更希望，尤其是做主日学老师的，你能够更早半个小时来，做一个榜样，更早一个小时来，你参加8:30我们的祷告会。
But I hope even more that those that lead Bibles Sunday school come earlier, half an hour earlier, so that they can go to prayer meeting.
你那一天你要讲神的话，你居然敢不跟教会的传道人弟兄姐妹一起来祷告就去乱讲，是一件亏欠神的事情。
If you don't come early to pray and with a pastor, and it's
not right thing. 你需要谦卑的来到神的面前，不要礼拜六就在那里把时间浪费，礼拜天早上匆匆忙忙的预备你要教的教材。你应当早一个小时来到教会，先预备你的心，你才有资格去教导别人。
If you come early to church and prepare your heart, then you have a proper preparation to share God's word with them.
所以我对你们主日学的老师有这样的要求，我希望下个主日在我们一起祷告的时候能够看到你。
So next Sunday, I hope to see all the Sunday school teachers.
如果你不同意的话，你跟我讲，我就请你不用教了。
If you don't agree with me, then I'll ask you not to teach.
第三步，我们要按着蓝图来建造神的教会。
Third, we need to construct the church through the blueprint.
我们来念第四节、第五节。
Let us read verse 4 and 5.
主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选，所宝贵的。你们来到主面前，也就像活石，被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。这里讲到主耶稣是活石。
Jesus Christ is the living stone.
什么是活石？
What is the living stone?
就是有生命的石头。
It is a stone with life.
石头本来是无生物。
A stone generally does not have life.
但是这里用石头来形容主耶稣，他是坚固的磐石，是有生命的。
When you describe the living stone as Jesus Christ, it has life.
当我们不信主的时候，我们在神看来就是没有生命的石头。
So when, without Christ, we are just like a life without stone.
可是我们一旦接受了耶稣，进到我们的心里面做我们的主，他把生命，新的生命带进我们的里面。
So when we receive Christ, his life is in us.
我们的灵性苏醒过来，我们就成为活石。
So our spiritual life is awakened and we become living stones.
这个活石是可以被塑造的。
So this living stone can be compressed.
主耶稣他在为人的时候，他也经过被塑造的过程。
So when Christ was on the earth serving people, he also was compressed.
石头原来是泥土，是沙，但是经过高压之后就成为了岩石。
Stones originally are mud and sand, but through heat it becomes a stone.
Through pressure.
Pressure. Okay.
我们要成为活石，我们就必须经过一个受压挤的过程。
So if we want to become living stones, we need to have pressure.
我们那些不好的成分就渐渐被更改过来。
So all the bad qualities will slowly be changed.
所以一个人如果信主五年、十年，他都没有什么改变的话，他不是活石，他是没有生命的死的石头。
So if a Christian through 5 or 10 years has not changed, he's not a living stone.
所以每一次我们与人有摩擦，这个都是被主塑造的机会。
So every time we have conflict with others is an opportunity to be changed.
以前人他们建房子，他们用石头、石块来建造，石块之间都有缝的。
In the past, when they built houses, they used stones with four corners.
所以这个缝都好要用泥沙来弥补。
And it's sharp, so they have to use sand to sand it down.
但是神的灵宫是要用活石来建造。
But God's stone needs living stones to build it.
God's house needs
God's house.
Living stone. 所以每一块石头它在那个位置上它会变化的。
So these living stones will change.
渐渐它就把那个缝给弥补起来，成了一个坚固的房子。
So all these openings will be established and be.
活石也是能够承载重量的。
And a living stone can receive a pressure.
你看，这石头之所以成为建筑的材料，就是因为它能够承受压力。
The reason why this stone can be used as a construction because it can receive pressure.
今天这个世界上充满了各样的压力。
In this world, we have a lot of pressure.
我们基督徒应当能够承受更多的压力。
As Christians, we should be able to bear a lot more pressure.
因为在我们的下面是一个坚固的磐石，就是耶稣基督。
Because underneath us is Jesus Christ, our strong foundation.
当我们承受这些压力，我们要懂得把它 transfer 转到下面那个坚固的磐石上。
So when we receive the pressure, we have to transfer it to our foundation, Jesus Christ.
教会的建造是为了两件事情。
The building of churches for two reasons.
第一就是要成为灵宫，就是一个服侍神的地方。
A place to service God.
第二个就是要能够献灵祭，就是每一个信徒都要把自己奉献做活祭。
To offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
教会不是一个娱乐的场所，我们到这里来的人，我们都要侍奉神。
Church is not an entertainment center, it's a place for us to serve God.
我们的一生就是一个侍奉神的一生。
Our life is a life to serve God.
而且我们奉献的不只是金钱而已，我们要奉献的是我们整个人的自己。
So, serving God is not only our money, but also our whole life.
上个主日我们提到美圣堂的扩建的工程。
Last Sunday, we talked about Mason Expansion Project.
为什么我们要花这么多的钱来扩建呢？
Why do we need to spend so much money to expand?
当然，美圣在继续不断的教堂在会众在扩展中。
Of course, the people in Mason are expanding.
但还有两个很重要的因素。
But there's other two important reasons.
我们要扩建，就是要学习怎么样好好的来管理神给我们的钱财。
We have to learn how to be good stewards of God's money.
你把钱花在哪里，就证明你是怎样的人。
Where you spend your money shows what type of person you are.
神要我们不要太爱钱财，要能够爱神的家，爱神自己。
God doesn't want us to love money, but to love God's project.
Love God Himself.
Love God.
这也是一个第二，这也是一个我们向新城华人做见证的机会。
This is a opportunity for this Cincinnati Chinese Church to give testimony of God.
要人看到我们弟兄姐妹在学习彼此相爱。
So, we can share our love for one another.
我们是同心合意的兴旺福音。
We are united in sharing the God's gospel.
而且我们让人看到神的祝福在我们的当中。
And we share God's blessing amongst us.
第四步就是我们要彰显基督的荣耀。
The fourth reason is to glorify Jesus.
我们再念第五节到第八节。
Let's read verse 5 through 8.
因为经上说，看哪，我把所拣选、所宝贵的房角石放在西安，信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。所以他在你们信的人就为宝贵，在那不信的人有话说，匠人所弃的石头已做了房角的头块石头，又说做了绊脚的石头，别人的磐石，他们既不顺从，就在道理上叛跌，他们这样叛跌也是预定的。所谓房角石 cornerstone就是指的立这个根基的时候的头一块石头。
So the cornerstone is the important stone for the foundation.
所以这一块石头放在哪里就决定了那个房子要盖在哪里。
So where the cornerstone is places determines where the house will be built.
先知以赛亚预言说弥赛亚基督要成为教会的房角石。
The prophet Isaiah said that the Messiah will be the cornerstone of the church.
因为他是被神所拣选安排的救主。
Because he has been chosen to be the Savior.
教会是建造在他为根基的基础上。
The church is built on the cornerstone.
所以每一位信徒也是以他为根基的。
So,Every believer, the foundation is Jesus.
因为他是为我们的罪而死，他又为我们从死里复活。
Because he died on the cross for our sins and he rose again.
我们是借着耶稣基督来侍奉神。
Through Jesus Christ, we serve him.
所以凡是不相信他的人，就要受到自己罪恶最终的审判。
So those that do not receive him will have to receive the judgment of the sins.
这里形容好像那个盖房子的匠人他不看中这个房角石把它丢在路旁。
It's just like a person that is building a house that doesn't pay any attention to cornerstone just throws it away.
结果他反过头来走路的时候就被这个石头所绊倒。
So in the end, when he walks and he stumbles, to that cornerstone.
最后他自己摔得头破血流。
So fall down and his head is bleeding.
这个不能说是神使你接受罪恶的审判。
It's not God's giving you the judgment.
这是因为你自己选择不要耶稣基督的结果。
Because you chose not to receive the Lord Jesus Christ.
当然神有预知将来的可能，他是根据他的预知来预定他的行为。
God will determine a person by their choices.
Predestination is based on the pre-knowledge of God. 他知道将来神要发生的事情，才决定每一个人的结果，但是我们不知道。所以我们仍然要为我们自己做的决定负责。
So we all have to be responsible for our own choices.
我们的人生就好像是一项的工程。
Our life is like a project.
有设计、有施工跟使用的三个过程。
There's a design and a construction and usage.
教会的建造也是一项属灵的工程，但是是圣洁的。
A church is like a project, but it is holy.
神来设计，圣灵来施工。
God plans it, and the Holy Spirit uses.
耶稣基督成为教会的房角石。
And Jesus is the cornerstone.
那我们每一个信徒，我们都是活石，被带到这个教会来，一同成为建造的材料。
As Christians, we are all living stones, and we are brought together to be construction for God's church.
圣洁的工程是有四个步骤。
The holy project of constructing the church has four phases.
第一就是要清除旧有的垃圾。
The first phase is to remove the debris.
第二个就是要建立新的以神的话为基础的根基。
The second phase is to use God's word as the foundation.
第三步就是按照圣灵的带领，我们能够同心合意来建造灵宫，就是一个服侍神的地方。
The third is through the Holy Spirit, according to God's blueprint.
然后我们要献上自己做灵祭。
So we have to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
最后我们要荣耀耶稣基督。
To glorify the Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他是房角石。
Because he is the cornerstone.
我们必须靠着他才能够联络的合适。
Because we need to be through him to be connected.
今天教会你，不论做任何哪一件事情，我们都要想到做这件事情能不能够叫做耶稣基督得荣耀。
So no matter what ministry we are involved in, We have to make sure that it glorifies the Lord Jesus.
这个才是真正我们在应用神的话。
This is the true way to use God's word.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads and pray.
感谢天父，让我们有你的话做我们信仰的根基。
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word, which is the foundation of our faith.
求主赦免我们对你的话轻轻忽忽的态度。
Lord, forgive us for not vowing your word.
尤其我们为着世界忙碌的时候，我们为着教会工作忙碌的时候，我们却忽略了我们应当有读经祷告的时间。
Especially in the busyness of life in this world and in the church, that we have neglected time to meditate on your word.
主啊，帮助我们除去我们里面的垃圾。
Lord, please remove the debris in our life.
让我们再回到你话语的基础上。
May we return to the foundation of your word.
能够按着圣灵的带领来建造你自己的教会。
May we, through your Holy Spirit, build up the church.
不论我们做任何的事，我们都要让主你自己得荣耀。
No matter what we serve in the church, may we give glory to the Lord Jesus Christ.
求主祝福你自己的教会。
Lord, please bless this church.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。